YK, man.
Hey, Shane, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I am vibing.
Vibing today. I like the vibing. So this is a funny episode we have this week.
It is.
Originally, Mike hit me up kind of, you know, early or late last week, whatever it was. Early this week, late last week, and was like, you know what? Next week, kind of a slow week. You know, we got the holiday. Maybe we should take it off. Maybe we should do like a mid-year, recap. But turns out, actually, quite a bit of stuff coming out.
Full week, baby. I mean, a couple things I forgot about.
Yeah. So what exactly are you vibing on so hard then, Mike?
I mean, I don't know, just life in general. I've had this week off from work, so I've just kind of been relaxing, catching up on some shows.
Nice.
Generally chilling, you know?
You seem like a too-hot-to-handle Netflix kind of guy. You into season two?
No, I don't know what that show is at all, really.
I am not surprised you don't know what that show is at all, Mike. No, man, I've been good. I've had a very busy month.
Mm-hmm.
Excited. Maybe next week we'll be back on Twitch.
Fun.
Oh wow, I'm in my car and it's pouring rain. You can probably hear that on the microphone.
No, now I can.
Wow, is it ever pouring rain? This will be an interesting episode. But no, Mike, everything is great with me. Thanks for asking.
That's good. You want to talk about one of the reasons I'm so happy and vibing?
Yes, I do.
It's that new Born of Osiris album. That shit is stupid good.
Yeah, you know, I listened to the record,
mm-hmm.
and about halfway through it, I kind of started to tune it out. And then I got to, I think it was the last or second last track,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, damn, this thing's still going?
Yeah, it's a long album.
So I was
like,
okay, I got to listen. Yeah, and 14 tracks, and, you know, I went back and I listened to it again, and I do agree with you. I think it's a solid record, but man, I think it's too long, and I understand their probably the issue they had, which is, well, what song do we cut? Because it is a strong record all the way through. But
yeah.
This is – I will file this under that record that, like, damn, man, if this was a 10-song record, we'd probably be talking about album of the year, at least on the heavy side.
I mean, I think it's pretty close to album of the year still, personally. It's really got that vibe for me because I've probably listened to it. I'd say 7 or 8 times now, just because I really enjoyed it. And it's that vibe where it's the same as the Architects album earlier this year, where I thought originally, you know, man, this might be a little too long. I don't know what songs I would cut, though. And now I'm just in love with every track. And, you know, I'm not going to put this on if I'm going on a 30-minute drive because I'm going to get stuck halfway through. But I'm going to put this on if I'm just, like, hanging out, playing video games or doing something that, like, I know I'm not going to be doing anything but listening to the record for an hour.
No, totally. And yeah, I agree with everything you said. I think this record is really strong in that they do, you know, try some new things. There's some new moments that I haven't heard from this band before. But I was waiting, maybe when I got 3/4 of the way through the record, I wanted something real weird, you know? Like, there are elements, like some electronic elements in there. There are some, you know, singing melodic elements. I was really hoping for, like, could we maybe get a Born of Osiris acoustic track? Like, something to kind of break it up a little bit.
That'd be wild.
I was hoping for that. But it's pretty much just a banging record all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you liked the record so much, and it was our number one album last week.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it. Like, the saxophone that they put in here is just so well and delicately placed throughout a couple of the tracks, and man, I'm just vibing this album so hard.
Yes, I did dig the saxophone, absolutely. The other record that I want to talk about really quickly
is
the new record from At the Gates. Yes, our number two. I'm shocked it was number two, but I understand why now. And, you know, I really felt 50-50 on this record. I wanted to like it a lot. There were awesome elements of classic At the Gates peppered here and there in there, you know, here and there in the record, but at the same time, it didn't quite get there for me, and I wish this was an EP, you know what I mean? Because there's so many cool ideas, and I wish the whole record was a little bit more well executed, but still a great effort, you know, from a band that, you know, will always suffer from nostalgia for not just me, but a lot of other people, I'm sure, too.
And I feel really the same way. I like the record. I put it on. I was like, you know, this is pretty good. This is, I'm not mad that I took the 40 minutes or whatever it is to listen to this record. Am I going to go back and jam it again? I'm not 100% sure. Like, maybe I'll feel the mood strike me later in the year. But I don't know. There was a lot of things within the record that I'm like, man, there are just other bands this year that have just done death metal or done the kind of like beat down hardcore, like all the different subgenres mm-hmm. that they kind of like touch in. There's just bands that do it better this year. And so I don't know, maybe I'll come back to it and listen again and change my opinion, but I'm really 50-50 on it all.
No, absolutely. And I hesitate to even say anything negative about the band because they're just so pivotal and so important.
Oh, yeah.
And I really need to listen to the record again. But those were my initial thoughts. And we keep it real on New Noise. We always keep it real.
Oh, of course.
So that's where we're at.
Anything else from last week you wanted to talk about?
That's about all I got into. I was in mm-hmm. a very metal mood, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing really I need to talk about that we didn't talk about last week. I mean, we mentioned the new Idola single, that rips. We mentioned the new Poppy yes. single, that rips. We mentioned the new yeah. Wise Man's Fear. That's probably my favorite song from last week. But, like, tons of good stuff that came out. And tons of good stuff this week. Because, let me tell you, we got a weird release week for our main top five.
Cool.
But once we get yep. into the singles, we've got a bunch of people announcing some albums, and it's very exciting.
All right. Well, I think we're at that time, man. Like, we're at that time now, a year and a half out from the pandemic, just about. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're going to start to hear these pandemic tunes. And I'm excited to finally hear them. But let's start with the top five, and we'll start with number five, Mike.
All right. Number five, we're going kind of like at the gates with something super classic, super genre defining. We've got a new, okay. It's kind of a double EP from Mayhem, the kind of original black metal band.
The Mayhem.
Only original member, Necro Butcher, the drummer.
Yeah. Okay.
If you guys don't know anything about Mayhem, look up Lords of Chaos and either watch the movie or I suggest read the book more. Tons of crazy stuff that happened in the black metal scene in the 90s. It's absolutely buck wild, and this band was the start and center of all of it.
Yes. The stories range from the guitar player who was later murdered by mm-hmm. another member of a band. We don't need to get into that, but he...
Yeah.
Found the singer who had committed suicide and took with a gun and had taken some of his skull and made a necklace out of it and mm-hmm. given it to friends and also
took picture
photos of him
for the album art,
and that was their album cover. So this is the kind of shit, very 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 insane. And this band is back, obviously without the two members that are deceased.
And the one who is problematic.
Yeah, man. Right. Yes. It's a crazy thing. I had no idea this band would ever come back. I don't know if they have been back.
I mean, it's kind of
interesting,
right?
Maybe it just doesn't make the news because it's, you know. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because they've been back. They've been around. They've released some music. I know, what was it? Maybe 2 or 3 years ago, they did a U.S. tour playing De Mysterious, which is their debut album, in full. I went to that. That was absolutely incredible and such a weird experience, but it was very good. But this EP is even weirder because it's three original songs on the kind of the first side, which is called Atavistic Black Disorder. And then there's a four-song EP of covers on the Commando side.
Okay.
And I forget what covers they're doing. I had it somewhere, but it's weird stuff. And I don't know. I'm really here for it. I listened to the one single from this EP. Have you gotten a chance to check that out yet?
I have, yeah. I thought it kind of ripped. I mean,
it
kind of sounds like it was recorded maybe in the 90s, but not in a bad way, if that mm-hmm. makes any sense.
Yeah. like, if I'm trying to describe Mayhem in the way that they sound, it definitely, it always sounds like it's recorded in the 90s and poorly for the 90s at that. But, like, somehow what they're able to do within their recording process is, I think that, like, Lorna Shore is heavy, and don't get me wrong, they're evil and great, but, like, Mayhem is the epitome of what evil sounds like, and it's like, whenever I
agree.
I hear them play, I'm like, why don't, like, horror film people, like, A, get metal vocalists to do the voices for the, like, monsters and crap, but, like, B, like, use this kind of stuff as backing tracks, because it's real, like, fire and brimstone, spooky, orchestral, super well composed, and, like, I don't know. I'm really excited for this EP. I've always kind of loved the music side of Mayhem, not as much everything else going on with the band, but I think that everybody in the band now is still super talented, and they're just kind of classic and genre-defining.
Absolutely. And before you said all that, I was going to say, for anyone that wonders what Mayhem sounds like, just imagine what you think they sound like, and you're probably right.
They've just always, like, kind of sounded just like a
sort of
bit
like
of everything.
Cliche is not the right word, but they have, like, they just sound like an extreme metal band, and they kind of were the originators. So, all right, number five. That's a very interesting one, Mike.
Thank you. I try.
All right, number four.
Number four. And, you know, I don't know if this is really number four on the list, but I kind of had to do it for the memes. We've got the new album, Volume 4, Numb the Ache, by Victims. No vowels, obviously, because they're cool like that. Victims, for those who don't know, because they are kind of up-and-comer, even though this is their, like, fourth album. They're a band from Illinois that kind of blend a lot of genres together, anywhere from deathcore to hardcore and metalcore, all the way into hip-hop influences. They're a really, really weird band for me, because if I'm being fully honest, I didn't really like Victims until this release cycle. I thought that they were making kind of mediocre music with really, really good merch, and I was always really sad because I'm like, man, that merch looks so cool, but I can't, like, I don't like the band enough to justify getting something. Now I think I really like this band enough to justify getting something. All the singles on this record have been really, really fun. I mean, they've got a song with Darius from Spite called Carefully Caged that just rips. They've got a slower song. They've got some more hardcore songs. Like, I really think that these guys have found their groove, and they're operating at a higher level than they have previously, and I'm really, really excited to get into this record.
So I'm a new Victims fan. I don't believe I've heard their old music. So I'm kind of, like, just coming into this now with their new singles, and I think this band's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really like the modern elements that they're combining with, you know, some stuff that's a little more, like, classic hardcore influenced, like that song you were talking about, the Ripper. Like, I'm almost getting, like, a Stray from the Path vibe.
Yeah, definitely.
With, you know, some of the vocals and some of the, like, tones, and then they have a few parts that, you know, where they almost do, like, deathcore vocals, but then they'll bring in, like, some softer melodic stuff as well. So I think maybe this is just a case of a band that's got a lot going for them, a lot of talent, and now they're finally kind of honing it in to kind of develop their own sound.
And I really like kind of what they're doing. I think that, from what I've heard, and because I've seen them live a few times too, just have a stance at shows and things like that, I think that they're incorporating their drummer Meredith's voice more in as well, and she's kind of getting to play a part, which I think is a really cool dynamic. There's not a lot of, like, super, super heavy bands that are using female screams and cleans as well as male screams, and, like, there's just a lot going on, and I think that it's really adding a depth to the band that I'm really enjoying. And I don't know, maybe this is the record that kind of gets me into that, like, subsect of, like, I guess I want to kind of say new metalcore, new deathcore, obviously NU. Bands like kind of like the Gloom in the Corner and Dark Complex that I've always kind of been, like, aware of but haven't been able to get into. So I don't know, I'm really excited for this record, though. I think it's going to be a banger. I'm stoked.
Yeah, man, absolutely. All right, number three, let's move on.
Number three, we've got some local boys for you coming out of Toronto, Ontario, and coming back to the scene, we've got the new EP None of the Above by Structures. It's bands been MIA.
Yeah, they have, and I, you know, I should know more about their whole story. I know there was some drama that took place, but I did check out the new single, Mike. This rips, man, and like, I really like it that they just kind of put out this sort of shorter song. It still sounds like the band. It still has the really, really technical drumming and guitar playing, but a little just kind of straight to the point. I really dug the single.
Yeah, I really liked it too. And I mean, honestly, it's kind of a weird comparison, but I'm going to draw it. It's like, when I heard this, it was kind of like when In Heart's Wake released the first single off of their last album, and it was just straight up deathcore. And you're like, where did In Heart's Wake come from this? I really like the change in sound for this single. I hope we come back to some of the more technical and progressive metalcore on some of the other tracks in the EP, but I really like it. And I'm really excited these guys are back. I mean, obviously, it's been, what, 7, 8 years now since they've been in the scene. So, obviously, probably their tastes have changed and the way that their writing has changed as well. So, who knows? I might get that. I might not. But these guys are just, I don't know what summoned them back. If it was the quarantine and, like we said on here multiple times, people are just talking and all of a sudden, oh, it would be fun to play some music again. But these dudes are just pissed off. And I think that this EP is probably going to be one of the EPs of the year for a lot of people, myself included, just because it's going to be probably like 20 minutes of pure slams and just rage. And I'm so stoked for it. And I mean, there's some cool features on this EP too. Like you've got Mike from Volumes coming on. You've got Brian from Counterparts coming on. I mean, everybody knows like Structures, Volume, Counterparts. They're all kind of like three peas in a pod, but I'm really excited to finally get them all together, and I just think that this EP is going to be top tier.
Yeah, well, so far so good, and yeah, it's cool to have a band coming back. Like, just as I was saying, you know, this is about the time we're going to start hearing, you know, all of this quarantine music, and yeah, it's going to be pissed off. That's just the reality. We were all really pissed off. We're still pissed off, so don't be surprised. If you hear some aggressive music from your favorite band, new or old.
I'm stoked for it.
All right. Are we at number two already?
We are. You want to get real weird?
All right.
And I mean like real, real weird.
I can't wait, man.
All right. So essentially our playlist. I don't know how much of this you checked out. We've got the...
Dude, I always listen to the playlist.
Okay. Cool.
I love the playlist. It's a highlight of my week, dude.
It's so good. But we've got the new album, The Mix Grape, by Buried Alive.
Yes.
This is such a weird project, and I love it so much.
So, it's funny you mentioned Buried Alive. I am wearing a Buried Alive t-shirt, however, not Buried Alive like a raspberry. Yeah. I'm wearing the Buried Alive 90s hardcore band.
Which is great.
Back. Yes, and they're back, and they're playing shows with Snapcase and Earth Crisis and Strife, which is amazing. But no, this not to be confused with that band, Buried Alive, B-E-R-R-I-E-D, Alive. This project is insane. This project is unlike pretty much anything I've heard, and I've heard a lot of music, and it's really, really good, really, really talented, and everybody needs to listen to this. No matter where your musical tastes lie.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got quite a bit of everything. These guys, and I'm going to say these guys, it's Charles and Kaylee Caswell. They're a married couple. Kaylee plays bass and does some vocals. Charles plays guitar and does most of the vocals. Program drums, all that fun stuff. But they are both just so immensely talented in the way that they write. Like, there are some songs, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to put all the singles on the playlist for us because they've just been releasing some exclusively on YouTube as well. So I've heard most of this album by now. But, like, they make an acoustic guitar sound like it's almost doing some weird slidey dubstep things. There's some Latin guitar. There's deathcore. There's progressive metal. There's metalcore. There's parts that almost remind me of like 2011's like scene metalcore, like Attack Attack and Asking Alexandria back in the day. And I'm just like, what is going on? If you can,
I was just gonna say it's really hard to talk about this. Like I almost just want to say just go listen to it because like this dude is an absolute shredder on guitar and he is making sounds like he uses a kill switch a lot, which is basically like, you know, turning the guitar on and off real quickly, for lack of a more technical term.
Buckethead also does this. He does. If you're familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. And he does a lot of like really crazy stuff like that. And but the project like sounds kind of like almost like emo rap sometimes.
Yeah.
Like it's got a lot of like electronic elements and like
hip hop elements,
programmed
as well.
Drums. Yeah, exactly. So it's really, really unique. But in a original in what I think is like all the right ways that music should be original when it's trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all about this.
Yeah, I think it's absolute buck wild. And I mean, you're gonna look at the song titles and you're gonna be like Fig Saw, Grape Digger, Blood Orange, Illuminati. Like, yes, they are mostly fruit based. No, the songs are not actually all about fruit. It's all about some pretty deep and personal stuff. And like, I feel like this is just a project that has been taken to the point where they are completely uninhibited and they are just writing whatever they truly want to create, and they know the real fans are going to appreciate it, and anybody who doesn't appreciate it, they don't care. They're not making it for them, right? They're making it for themselves, and I really appreciate that.
I 100% agree, Mike, and that's a great pick. I'm really glad that this is in the top five. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, and we're going to get to it, the number one album of the week, right after this.
Boom.
Mike, we're back.
We're back. Rock and rolling.
We're back, baby. Rock and rolling. We're back. We're rock and rolling. A great list so far. I've really been enjoying recapping before we get to the number one.
We did.
So how about we do that? Huh?
Sure.
What do you think?
I'm cool with it.
All right, number five.
Number five, we've got the EP Atavistic Black Disorder / Commando by Mayhem.
Mayhem at number five. Number four.
Number four, we've got the new album Volume 4, Numb the Ache by Victims.
I love it. Volume 4. I love it. Is that can you make a release called Black Volume 4 and not have it be related to Black Sabbath? I don't know.
I mean, albums have been like volumes. So like the first album was Volume 1, then Volume
okay.
2.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm a new Victims fan. I didn't know that, but Volume 4 is. I hope there's a Black Sabbath cover on this. Anyway, number three.
Number three, we've got the new EP None of the Above by Structures.
Yes, number two.
Number two, we've got the Mix Grape by Buried Alive.
And now you get to announce it, Mike.
I'm
what
so excited.
What is the number one release of the week?
The new album of the week. Coming out of Tempe, Arizona, we've got the new album XOXO from Love and Anxiety in Real Time by The Main.
Yes!
Love The Main.
Oh, I love The Main. And this is a band, they just keep getting better.
They do. It's insane how much this band has evolved, yet been able to retain their core sound and just make better and better music. I'm so appreciative of them and everything that they did.
You know, I really feel like they've let their fans kind of grow up with them.
Yes.
In a really good way. You know, they came out, they were, you know, they had the haircuts, they had the dance beats. You know, it was, I don't want to say juvenile, so that doesn't give them enough credit because their early music is still really good.
It seemed like every record they got a little...
Yeah. It seemed like every record, they got a little older, their fans got a little older, and it just kept getting more and more in their wheelhouse. And I think this record is going to be, if the singles are any indication, I think this could be their best album again.
Oh, yeah. I think that it's a pretty safe bet that whenever The Main releases a new album, it's going to be their best. I think there's kind of two camps. People are either going to say that, or people are going to say, Black Butterflies and Deja Vu, I think, is the album. That one, yeah, that one's just a top tier album. Lovely Little Lonely, that album. A lot of people think that record's the best still. But I think this record's going to be top tier. Like, I don't know what it is about The Main, but I think it's the epitome of that, like, subsect of pop punk. And I say pop punk loosely, because is The Main really pop punk anymore? I don't know. You decide. But it's like that feel good where whenever I put on The Main, I can't not feel happier. Like, I should really turn it around and change the way that I do things, because sometimes I love to listen to sad music when I'm already sad. Like, it's a vibe. I should really just listen to The Main whenever I'm sad, and that'll just make me happy literally every time, because it's so good. It just, it feels right.
I love the band. I love the people. John from The Main is one of my favorite people in the scene. Don't sleep on his side project either. He put out a record just earlier this year, actually. John the Ghost. It's a great solo record from him. A little different from The Main, but, you know, obviously the same singer. And this is just going to be an awesome record. I love how hands-on the band is, too. Mm-hmm. They have their own label. They manage their own band. They have their own studio.
Don't they have,
as
like,
well
a storefront permanently, too, or something like that?
Like, oh, they? I didn't even know that. That's awesome.
Know.
But no, they are incredible bands, and it just a band that I really truly look up to in the scene. So, Mike, great pick again.
Yep.
What a list. What a top five.
And honestly, I can confirm I had a really close friend of mine at their CD release show last night. They played the album in full, and they said that the album is absolutely incredible. So,
wow.
You know, I'm here for it.
Wow. So they were playing a show last night in Arizona.
Yep.
Wow. We're back. We're back, baby. We're back.
We're back.
It's official. All right. Well, that's our top five. Give me the number. How many honorable mentions?
We got a beautiful 16.
16. Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
All right. First up, we've got to talk. We're just going to jump straight into it, because I love these boys, and
yeah,
I can't stop. I can't stop talking about them. I don't know if you've been paying attention to social media, but Rob from Don Broco is going to be doing a boxing match. They're also releasing a single tomorrow, but the boxing match is the main thing. But the new single's called Gum Shield. I'm really excited. I love Don Broco. This band is absolutely incredible, top tier. If you're still sleeping on Don Broco, fix your life. Probably one of the coolest bands in our scene right now. I cannot wait for this album.
Yeah, and there are still some Americans sleeping on Don Broco. A lot less than there were a couple years back. I'll tell you, the UK sure ain't sleeping on them. And no, I don't know anything about this boxing match. I do know that they... the whole David Beckham publicity stunt, which was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this boxing match. This is all very interesting to me, but yeah, man, Don Broco is, they're a very talented band, but they're also just one of the most entertaining, and I welcome both sides of what they do.
Agreed. Next up, we've got this really cool band that is finally starting to make waves, and I'm really excited about it. Their first single hit number one on the SiriusXM Liquid Metal for a couple weeks there. We're getting another new single from 12 Foot Ninja. This is a really weird kind of, I don't know, they're metal, but they're aggressive, but they've got hardcore elements, and they've got some metalcore elements, and they've got some swancore elements, and I don't know, they're really weird, and I just love them. They're from Australia, so you know they're good. They're just top tier. I think they're announcing their album with this single as well tomorrow, which I'm very excited for. I've been waiting for pre-orders for this for a long time. 12 Foot Ninja is another one of those top tier bands that I think a bunch of people are sleeping on, and just great. All right. Overall cool dudes. Next,
12 Foot Ninja. Yeah, I've been sleeping on them. I never heard of the band before, but I will never forget that name. Is a distinctive name.
I'll send you the music video to the most recent single, and you'll check it out and be like, what is this?
All right,
next up, I'm just gonna keep it in Australia. This one's a little surprising for me because it's so soon after their album release last year, but we're getting another new single from Yours Truly. This is one of my favorite up-and-coming pop-punk bands. I really love these guys. I think they're talented and writing some really good, solid material. And I'm super excited to hear this. I can't wait.
Yeah, I really like this band, too. They were seemingly under the radar. I think it's been tough, you know, being a new band, putting out the record in quarantine. I know Australia is a little bit differently, but, you know, still not being able to get out and tour. But yeah, this is a great band, and I don't know if this is a new music, if this is like kind of a deluxe from the record as bands are doing now. But I'm excited for more because I love the last record.
Agreed. Another thing that we've talked about very recently, and we're getting new music from that I'm very excited for because I think this EP that they released earlier this year was my favorite material from them. We're getting another new single from Everyone Dies in Utah, and I'm very, very excited.
Oh, yeah.
Because this band is really making a resurgence, and I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, I feel like they're a band that wasn't putting material out very often at all. So now to get some more music so soon is a really good sign.
Mm-hmm. I'm super stoked. I'm excited. We'll just leave it there.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of other things that I'm really excited for, we have a band coming back from the dead. And I'm so stoked for this. Deathcore Heavyweights. You're Deathcore, baby. Waking the Cadaver is back. These guys are stupid heavy. And I am super excited.
Waking the Cadaver. It's a great name.
It is.
Yeah, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time, to be honest.
Yeah, they're back. They've announced a new album coming out in, I think, October. The new single, Threatened Physical Force, is an absolute banger. These guys, I'm stoked they're back and they can't do wrong.
Yeah, man. And the Year of Deathcore.
Deathcore.
We're halfway. And so far, Mike, you're right. Unless it takes a real big turn, you're gonna be right about this Year of Deathcore thing.
I mean, who knows? You never know, right? Could have some weird album releases. I don't know. Next up, we're just going to completely change it. I know I've talked about this dude on the show before. It's kind of one of the weird electronic groups that I like. Essinger is putting out a new single. This guy kind of does, it's almost like synthwave, but more heavily like electronic influence than typical synthwave. It's a bit faster. It's a bit darker. It's almost like neo-industrial synthwave is how I kind of want to describe it. It's weird. I don't know.
Okay.
I love this dude. I'm stoked for this single. Can't wait.
Okay.
Next up, we've got a new single from one of my favorite new metalcore bands. Not new, N-E-W-N-U. Afterlife. My friend Tyler sent me the single. It's, if you've been sleeping on Afterlife and I've been saying like, hey, check out this band, like this song I think is a really good jumping on point. It's got a great mix of everything that they've kind of do. It's got the really fun riff. It's got breakdowns. It's got some of the great hip hop vocals and gang vocals that they like to do. I think it's a really solid track and I recommend everybody gets in because they're releasing an album next month. Super excited.
Cool. What's the song called?
Envy.
Envy. Okay. Afterlife with Envy. Check that out, everybody, and I will too.
Yeah. Next up, let's talk about one of both of our favorite bands. In Trash Boat.
Yes.
Getting another single from Trash Boat. This one featuring Milky Way, the vocalist of Wargasm, which is another one of my favorite bands. So I'm very excited for this. For those who don't know, Wargasm is like a punk electronic alternative group from the UK as well. Trash Boat, obviously amazing, whatever genre you want to call them, good music. I'm really excited for this. I think this Trash Boat album is going to be a... I know a bunch of people probably already have this on their album of the year list, but for me, I think it's going to be a sleeper on my album of the year list and might sneak on there.
Right.
This band is just so consistently good, and they've kind of, with every release, they've been creeping up towards my top 10, and I'm really excited. I think this is their time to shine.
I agree. I think they're kind of finding their own sound now a little bit. You know, they were kind of lumped into a scene, you know, a pop punk scene, which I never thought they really
I don't think they belonged to either.
Yeah, and now they're kind of like basically seemingly saying, fuck it. we're going to do what we want. Mm-hmm. We're going to use all our influences and make the music we want to and say what we want to say. And I think that so far these singles have been really strong, really different. And like, yeah, man, let me tell you, there is some tracks that are going to make people's jaw drop on this record because I have heard it. So,
yeah,
get ready. It's a good one.
Super excited. Next one I want to talk about is a newer, smaller band. This is a hardcore band. I forget where they're from. They just recently got signed to Sharptone, though. They're called Dying Wish. They're putting out their debut single and of this album and have announced a new album. These guys are super, super talented, really, really fun. I love the aesthetic that they're putting forth. It's dark and gloomy, and it's really cool. Love the single as well. Make sure you go check this out if you're a fan of hardcore with a little bit of metalcore influence sprinkled in. Overall, real fun.
Cool. Dying Wish, new band. All right, I like it. I like having a new band on the list here. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do we want to do some more new album announcement singles, or do we want to run through a couple other things and then get to the new announcement?
Dude, whatever you like, man.
We're going to run through a couple of the other things. This is an album that has already been announced. It's coming out in October or November. I can't remember. We're getting the third single from the new The Dolly Thundering concept record. This song featured Salem with the 3 instead of the E. For everybody in the know, that is the old novelist vocalist. Really excited for this. These guys are a super, super cool progressive metalcore project. The band name is weird. The guys are weird. The music is weird, but that just makes it awesome, right? Like, I don't know. It's really, really cool. I love this. I think this is another one that I have to send you, tell you to check out. You're just going to be like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Make me whoa. Make me whoa, man.
Oh, yeah. Next up, we've got, kind of in a similar vein, a new single from The Algorithm. The Algorithm is this really weird project where it's deathcore, but it's not. It's a solo project. Basically, he's writing deathcore, but with only electronics. What are you doing? Playing with some change over there?
Oh, sorry. It was the ice in my iced coffee.
Oh, gotcha.
I was trying to get one. Could you hear that really loud? I'm sorry. I was trying to get the last little bit of ice, a little bit of coffee out of the ice.
Makes sense.
I apologize for your ears.
Oh, no problem.
You and the listeners.
But this guy, he basically writes deathcore, but only uses synth and electronics. It's a really cool project. I love it. I think it's weird, right? And it's unique. Not a lot of people are doing stuff like that. Next up is a really cool metalcore band called Earthists. They're releasing a new single. I want to say that they're from Japan. I can't remember. Let's see. I'm going to look, just because that's going to bug me. Yeah, Earthists is from Tokyo, Japan. Yep, there we go. But they're super fun. I don't really know how to kind of describe them. They're almost like Aviana or Ghost Iris. We talked about Ghost Iris a little bit earlier. They're kind of metalcore, deathcore, right in the little sweet spot between there. They're putting out a new single. I'm very excited for that because I don't think these guys have missed, and I can't wait to hear it. All right.
Okay.
We've got 4 more, and these are all coming with album announcements.
All right.
We have a new single from Bad Flower.
Okay.
Which I'm not super well versed in this band. I know a lot of people like them. I haven't given them a lot of my time. It's something that's kind of on my list that, like, hey, I need to check this out.
I was hearing them a lot on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But they are a little more, there's a little more substance to them than a lot of kind of other radio rock bands. So I think this is something definitely to keep on your radar, especially, you know, I think they got a lot of popularity on their last album. So this could be something really big.
Mm-hmm. From what I hear, it kind of reminds me of like a Royal Blood or a Star Set, where it's definitely that like radio rock sound, but there's more depth to it.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty true. Maybe similar to something like Breaking Benjamin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in that world, I think would be comparable.
Definitely. Next up, we are getting a new single from Australian pop punk band, and they are announcing their album. It's With Confidence.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I am super stoked on this. I love WithCon. They're super fun. I think the new single is called Always. I can't remember what the album is called, but I am very, very excited for this because, honestly, I'm just excited. They're such a good band, and I think that I'm not even going to say that they're underappreciated, right? Because I think that everybody is just like, wow, this is a great band. So, yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, I think that, again, though, I think this could be the release. You know,
it's self-titled.
I think this has been there you go. See, they think this is the release. They think they're underappreciated. I'm putting words in their mouth. I have no idea. But, no, whenever you have a band putting out a record that's self-titled and it's not their first album, either they couldn't think of a title or they're trying to make a statement like, this is our rebirth. So... Yeah. I'm gonna go with that one, and I'm gonna say that's what's gonna happen with Confidence right now. So,
oh yeah,
here we go.
Another band that I'm really excited. We haven't heard anything from this band in probably 4 or 5 years now. We're getting a new single from Phineas, and they're announcing their new album, The Fire Itself. Mm. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. This is
we just finally got to where we can record stuff and make it set.
Ah, sorry.
Oh yeah.
I'm in my car. It's raining. I got other podcasts on.
Oh.
That was Matt Carter, my old friend Matt Carter. I was listening to one of his podcasts.
Oh, fun.
Welcome Matt to the show inadvertently. I'm sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
You're all good. Phineas is one of these really, really weird bands for me because I have always had a problem with when they release records with the mix. But the instant that like I can always see the music when they record it, right? And I'm like, man, this is really good. And I go see them live, and I'm like, man, Phineas is legitimately one of the best live metalcore bands out there. But then I go listen to the record, and I'm like, something is just off with how it sounds. They haven't captured it. So
yeah.
I'm really hoping they're able to capture that energy that they get when they play live on this record. And I'm just really excited. This is one of the probably best metalcore bands live. I'm super excited for new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can be a hard genre to record and mix, especially like a smaller band that maybe doesn't have a super big budget. It can be very difficult. And I think that, you know, when you were talking about Mayhem, the first band we talked about today, you know, right away, that's a band that like their production back in the day, it's not that great. So
yeah,
I could totally see like, hey, even though it's not the same members playing it, it's going to sound way better live.
Mm-hmm.
Probably always sounded better live. And that just sometimes happens with that genre.
Yep. All right. You ready for the last one? This is a big one.
Oh, I am. I am ready.
Do you know what it is?
I don't.
All right. So this is a new album announcement that is a sequel album. Does that give you any hints?
Well, I know there's Colors too.
Oh, it's
Between the Bear and Me.
Oh, this is different. This is a new one.
Okay.
This song is featuring our friend Jacoby from Papa Roach.
Okay.
The song is called Hip to Be Scared, and it is by Ice Nine Kills off their upcoming album, The Silver Scream 2, Welcome to Horrorwood.
Wow. Holy shit, that is huge news.
It's based off American Psycho. I'm really, really interested because I cannot... I mean, honestly, Ice Nine Kills is one of my favorite bands. I am so beyond excited for this. Personally, I'm just going to say it now. I don't like the Horrorwood part. I think that is a little bit too cheesy. But, I mean, they're doing horror movies, so how cheesy is too cheesy? Who am I to say?
Right. Right. Well, you know, I could talk about this band all day. I mean, you know, they have been under the radar for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, their last record just made them explode. And well-deserved.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were getting all kinds of attention from from the scene, from their fan base that was like, yeah, we know, we've been here the whole time, mm-hmm. but also a lot of new fans, mainstream attention. You know, obviously someone like Jacoby from Papa Roach, that's a big name.
Yep.
One of the biggest names in rock music on this song. So yeah, this is huge. And I think it's cool that they're doing this, that they're saying, okay, you know what? Like, this is kind of what our band's all about. Mm-hmm. We finally did the movie record.
You know,
they did the record
again.
About the books before that. And let's do it again. And this is who we are. And I think it's cool. I think that's it's a good move. And mm-hmm. Their fans are going to love it. So it's good. Appease the fan base. And they're probably going to do some really great creative things as well, just like they always do.
Yeah. And I mean, it's weird, right? Because whenever a band finds mainstream success, it's very typical that they kind of say, oh, we had a really successful radio rock song. Let's make some more radio rock songs on the next album. And mm-hmm. Ice Nine Kills is one of the bands that I am not worried about that happening. Because, like, sure,
yep.
every album kind of has the more ballady tracks that are going to be a little bit easier on the ears. But then you still have songs like Merry Axmas. Like, I know that there's going to be a heavy song on the record. Like, blisteringly deathcore heavy. I'm
absolutely
not worried.
Yes. Yes. And no, and when they do those, you know, ballady songs or whatever, most of the time that's for the concept. That's for the story. Mm-hmm. That's for the art.
Yeah.
That's not for trying to get any mainstream recognition. I mean, the songs that I heard on the radio, you know, on the last cycle were still pretty heavy. And they
yeah.
were still like, you know, they're kind of, you know, middle of the road songs that bang. So, no, they're going to do it for the art. They're going to, everything they do, they take an extreme amount of care with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's cool. You know, it must not be easy being in that band or being their manager. And obviously, hi, Mike
no.
and hi, Spencer. You know, it must not be easy because there is so much attention to detail. And here we go.
100%.
Another ride. I'm ready to get on.
What movie are you hoping that they do?
Oh man, that's tough. Like I feel like they've kind of already done all the classics.
See, I don't think they have.
You know? Okay. Well, I mean, maybe your definition of classics and mine are different. Like, have they done a Texas Chainsaw Massacre yet?
Yes.
They must have.
Yeah, that
okay,
was.
So that's my favorite horror movie of all time.
What's the song name? That was Savages.
Right. So, you know, that's, you know, for me, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
They can do a whole album about the, you know, and I'm only talking about the original. Some of the remakes kind of sucked, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that they're not going to run out of movies.
No.
Which is why we have the second, the sequel right here.
I mean, yeah, they've got enough. I mean, personally, I'm hoping, you know, I like the weird space black metal and stuff like that. I like weird space horror, too. I mean, I'm not huge on horror, but if I do like a horror movie, it's typically set in space. I'm really hoping that we get either Alien or Event Horizon. I think one of those two would really just kind of make my day, because I think Ice Nine Kills in space would be cool. But
okay.
Who knows?
You know what one of my favorite horror movies is? I highly doubt they'd do this because this isn't like a typical
mm-hmm.
slasher style horror movie. But I think one of the scariest movies ever is The Descent. That movie
I haven't
is
seen that
terrifying.
One because the Oof. Trailers alone scare me.
Yeah.
So
yeah, dude. It's oh man. But no, man. This is awesome. This is great news. And what a list this week, man.
Just
to think what we were not going to have. An episode this week. It seems crazy. It's one of the
yeah.
best episodes we've ever done.
I know, right? But just wild. I mean, Ice Nine Kills coming in and throwing a wrench last minute into our possible end of the year lists and how those are shaking out. We've got a ton of... Honestly, I think that I could have a top 10 album of the year record or list that might not even have anything from the first half of the year. Just kidding, Arrow was released in the first half of the year. But...
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
it's entirely possible that you could do that. There's just so much good music still coming out. And I don't have a date on the Ice Nine Kills record yet. I'm assuming October, just because that's the vibe. So, yeah. Spooky season. Happy Halloween.
That's right. That's our episode. That's our list. Lists. And next week, all right, we're going to try to be getting back on the video back on Twitch after almost 5 week hiatus, I think.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
So look out for that. Follow Mike on Instagram at Slappy Slam.
Get the full list.
Follow all the socials, and that's about it. I hope you enjoy your week. I hope you enjoy some great music that Mike has recommended.
Hell yeah. Much love.